Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Rob Longo.
Hi, friends, and welcome to today's edition of the Hornets Hivecast, the official podcast of the Charlotte Hornets, brought to you by Senta. Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates are the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of your Charlotte Hornets. It's a winning edition of the HHC. Charlotte improves to 24-51 on the season thanks to a pretty resilient 117-109 win against the Dallas Mavericks on the second night of a back-to-back, nonetheless, after losing to the New Orleans Pelicans on the road on Thursday. So the second night of a back-to-back going up against a somewhat decent travel schedule. I mean, it is traveling to a different city after playing a game after all, and then playing one of the teams that, even though there were a game below 500 heading into this one, Dallas Mavericks, a lot of hype around them with the acquisition of Kyrie Irving right before the trade deadline, and of course you can never count out a Luka Doncic team. So a very resilient win. We're going to talk about that one at length as well, our top performers, and also our game recap with the one and only lead writer of Hornets.com, Sam Perley, here with me on today's edition of the Hornets Hivecast. Sam, I had so much fun with you yesterday. We're going to do it again today, and we're going to do it again tomorrow as well, just for good measure. But all in all, a pretty resounding win for the Hornets here last night.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me, and love coming on. Always a little bit better when the Hornets win, or a lot better, I should say, when the Hornets win too. So excited to dive into last night's game. That was a really, really fun one to watch.
It was a good one basically from the get-go. So to kind of set the scene a little bit, of course, the Hornets were shorthanded going into this one, as they have been pretty much for the majority of the season, but they only finished the game on Thursday with seven healthy bodies on the bench. No Kelly Oubre in last night's game, no Terry Rozier either. The Hornets did get Mark Williams back for the first time in six games. It was his first action since that game in Detroit on March 9th, where he injured that thumb, but he returned despite having a little bit of added bandage to that thumb just to protect it a little bit. He came off the bench in a little bit of a reserved role. He didn't play his normal minutes, according to Steve Clifford, and kind of showed the way that the rotations worked out throughout the game. Svi Mykhailiuk got the start last night. It was his first start since December 26th of 2021. He was a member of the Toronto Raptors, as the Raptors were in Cleveland for that one. So a little bit of time for Svi to get his first start, but got off to a pretty hot start as well. Had a couple threes early on to really set the tone for the Hornets, who shot 6 of 10 from beyond the arc there in that first quarter. They led by 11 going into the second quarter, 37 to 26. Hornets put up 32 points in the second quarter as well. They were up 14 at halftime, up by as many as 21, as that lead just continued to balloon. Dallas was not shooting the ball particularly well, as the Mavericks missed their first 9 three-point attempts, and Dallas was shooting 47% from the field after two quarters of play. They were getting a lot of stuff around the rim, but the Hornets were shooting almost 56% from the field as it was. But of course, you can't count out a guy like Luka Doncic. He had 12 points in the third quarter alone as the Mavericks started to chip away at that deficit, and things got a little dicey there in the fourth quarter as the Hornets only had a single-digit lead in that final minute of play. But a guy like Dennis Smith Jr. stepping up in the big time, hitting this dagger with about 13 seconds left to seal the victory.
They inbound to P.J. Washington, who's surrounded, triple-teamed. Gets it to Dennis Smith Jr. He fires a three. Got it with 2 seconds on the shot clock. 13 seconds left. A dagger from Dennis Smith Jr. And that might just about do it. Keep your challenge.
To set the scene a little bit, there was a challenge with about 20 seconds left to set that inbounds, as the Mavericks challenged a foul on Luka Doncic on Nick Richards. Luka Doncic hit Nick Richards in the face on the follow-through, but they decided that the challenge was overturned, or it was deemed successful at least, and that the imminent possession belonged to Charlotte. So with the clock winding down, with the game clock and the shot clock winding down, the Hornets were able to execute there with a dagger from Dennis Smith Jr. And since we're in the month of March, we have to give an ode to Bill Rafferty. Onions is basically the best way to sum up that shot, considering that Dennis Smith Jr. heading into last night's game is shooting just 20.4% from beyond the arc this season, and he goes 2 for 4 from three-point land in last night's game, and he hit two big ones there in the fourth quarter as well. After the game, head coach Steve Clifford talked about the victory and said the reason why the Hornets won this game was because of the hot start that Charlotte had in the first half.
Well, if you really ask me, I would say the biggest part was the beginning of the game. You know, they didn't shoot well. We did. I think there was a point where we had made 6 threes. They had made 0. And, you know, especially playing on the road, you know, playing from ahead is a big deal. If you want to look at it, this is every year. Everybody says it's a fourth quarter league. Actually, it never is. I think last year the most important quarter was the third quarter. I think 2 years ago it was actually the second quarter. But playing from ahead on the road is a big deal. And the fact that we shot the ball so well early and they didn't was maybe the biggest factor in the game.
Some interesting notes there from Steve Clifford. He's a big analytics guy, so it's really interesting that, again, in a league that seems like it's so close and each game could go one or two possessions one way or the other, night in and night out, it's not always the fourth quarter that ends up being the deciding factor. So, again, Steve Clifford with some interesting nuggets there to drop on us there after the game last night as well. But, Sam, all in all, just a great performance from the Hornets despite a ton of adversity to overcome. Again, second night of a back-to-back, guys getting shuffled in and out of the lineup. You have a guy that hasn't started a game in nearly 2 years get thrusted into a starting role, and he thrived regardless too, by the way. Svi Mykhailiuk, big, big performance from him, all things considered. So all in all, just a very resilient win, I feel like, for the Hornets.
Yeah, really, really impressive, and it's fun to watch because you go back to the game against New Orleans, you had all those guys kind of go out and kind of trying to figure things out on the fly. You know, with different guys playing out of positions, it was kind of a mess. And then you're thinking, oh, man, like, what's it going to be like going into Dallas? They're rested. They've got Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving's coming back. They're playing for playoff seeding. And right out of the gates, I mean, they just, the Hornets were firing all cylinders. They got off to a fantastic start, which, like Steve Clifford said, you've got to do on the road. You can't play from behind because it's just too hard sometimes to come back on the road. You know, shot whatever it was, 56, 57% in the first half. You knew Dallas was going to make a run. They went on that big run there at the end of the third quarter, start of the fourth. I think it was 27-7. Went from 21 points down to 1 point and never took the lead. Charlotte immediately responded with a 10-0 run. I think Bryce McGowan's had a big three in there. Svi had a big three. I mean, it was just, it's really cool to see everybody contribute. Seven guys in double figures, and it felt like just about everybody that stepped on the floor made a couple key plays that got momentum going back in the other direction or kind of kept Dallas from really kind of taking over the game where it felt like they were creeping up there in the fourth quarter. So, yeah, even with, you know, the deck stacked against them, not having their three leading scorers, and LaMelo obviously is out for the season, Terry and Kelly, they found a way. And that just goes to show you kind of the fight they've had this season. They've you know, had a lot of adversity with the injuries and stuff, and they've always battled and, you know, sometimes didn't come out on front, but, you know, last night they did. They got off to a great start and, you know, held strong and really sweet. And I'll say this just on kind of a personal note. I know Dallas was playing for playoff position, but for me personally, I love kind of being on the side of the team that plays the spoiler in a game like that, because that is a game that Dallas really, really needed to have to get into the play-in or playoffs and to not get it. You know, it's a tough one for them to swallow, but it makes the victory for the Hornets that much sweeter when you can kind of really ruin somebody's night.
PJ Washington goes for a team-high 28 points. It was a stacked box score last night. Seven Hornets reaching double figures. Gordon Hayward also north of 20. He finishes with 25. Nick Richards with a double-double, 10 points, 11 boards. Svi Mykhailiuk, like I mentioned, gets pressed into the starting lineup for the first time in nearly two seasons, and he has the most minutes out there on the floor, and he played the, basically, I think ended up being the last about 3.5 minutes with five fouls too. So, and he was able to finish out the game. So good job by Svi Mykhailiuk. He finishes with 13 points. Dennis Smith Jr. also with the Baker's dozen, and Mark Williams with an impressive performance off the bench. No shortage of top performers from last night's game, in a game that, by the way, Luka Doncic goes for a game-high 34, but Luka Doncic's going to Luka Doncic in that sense, as he finishes with a double-double, 34 points, 10 rebounds. He also had 8 assists as well. Kyrie Irving with kind of a quiet, I guess you could say, 18 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, if you want to say that. But I was talking to Sam Farber in between breaks on the broadcast last night, and Sam, you're a numbers guy, so I think you could understand this hypothesis that I position to Sam on the broadcast, or at least between breaks, is I wonder if there's ever was a team that had two players record triple doubles and lose the game, because the Mavericks almost did that last night.
That's one you could probably look up, and now I'm going to be curious and try and see if I can find the answer. I do remember the only time I remember the Hornets facing a team and the other team had two players get triple doubles and the Hornets lost this game, I think was I'll pat myself on the back if I can recall this perfectly. I think it was the 2018-19 season when LeBron and Lonzo Ball both had triple-doubles in the same game for the Lakers in Charlotte, and the Lakers ended up winning that game. But I can't recall at least being at a game where two players on the same team had a triple-double. So it's a rare feat, and I would bet it's even rarer, too, to do it on the losing side as well.
Definitely worth falling down a rabbit hole. I know Sam Perley will. I will let the listeners do that as well. I'm not going to bore them with those kind of statistics, considering that it is a hypothetical at this point, because in the end of the day, it didn't happen, as the Hornets went at 117-109 here last night in Dallas. Top performers coming your way right after this here on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta. It's a winning edition of the Hornets Hivecast, as always, presented by Senta. Rob Longo, and the lead writer of Hornets.com, Sam Perley, with you here on today's edition of the Hornets Hivecast. Sam, you know how this works. We have to pick one player to really stood out in last night's win that we want to give our gold star to. As the guest of honor, I will let you go first. Like I mentioned at the end of the last segment, there is a lot to pick from. So if you take a moment or two, I won't hold it against you because, again, there's a lot to pick from. So who is your gold star, top performer, whatever you want to call it, from last night's game?
Yeah, I'm going to go with P.J. Washington, led the Hornets in scoring with 28 points. Another fast start, got off to a fast start in New Orleans. And then when guys started kind of going out, he was, you know, I think he ended up playing the three a little bit against the Pelicans, and everything was kind of all over the place. But last night, had, I think, 14 points in the first half, got off that fast start again, hit a couple early threes, had 14 points in that third quarter too, finished with 28, which I think is right off his season high. I think the season high was 31, and that was an overtime game against Golden State earlier in the year. Also had 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, a block. I mean, just a really, really good all-around performance from P.J. And it's great to see him start the game fast. I think when he's at his best is when he can kind of get some early shots, get some attempts to fall. He just seems to get into his game and his rhythm. Just, you know, it just happens a lot quicker just when he's aggressive right out of the gates, too. And I'm sure he loved doing it in his hometown of Dallas, too. That made it all that much sweeter.
P.J. Washington fights his way inside, lost the handle, gets it back, goes up through contact. Bank shot is good. Count it for P.J. Washington. The initial fumble was clean, but the second one, Washington able to finish the play.
Biggest thing for me for P.J. from last night's game was the consistency. It talked about the hot start. He had 14 points in the first half as it was, but when you look at it as a whole, P.J. Washington had 28 points through three quarters of play. Half of those came in the third quarter alone. He had those 14 there in the third frame. Again, held scoreless there in the fourth quarter, but wasn't really his game for the taking, more or less. Was able to do the little things, the intangibles that we like to say there in the fourth quarter, because at the end of the day, 28 points is still 28 points. It doesn't matter where they come. He's still able to pour it in for a team high in last night's game. And like you talked about, doing it in his native hometown of Dallas, Texas. His father was in the stands too. They showed him on the Bally's broadcast a couple times. So definitely a night to remember for P.J. Washington last night. For me, my top performer, I have to go with a guy that just seemed so doggone steady the entire game, and that's Gordon Hayward.
Gordon Hayward into contact, throws it up wildly off the glass and good for two. How did he get it to go? Gordon Hayward sensing contact from Christian Wood, gets into the shooting motion, and it's an Houdini-like and one opportunity.
Like I mentioned, Gordon was just so consistent, so resilient in that win. He was also tied for a team-high 8 points through the first quarter with P.J. Washington. He had 17 at halftime. He was leading all scorers. He was outscoring Luka Doncic at that point in time as those two teams headed into the locker room. So, again, Gordon, I just thought, was just really, really consistent throughout the game. He finishes with 25 points. Not a big showing there in that fourth quarter where he only had two, but at the end of the day, it just felt like whenever the Mavericks pushed back against the Hornets, Charlotte had to have a bucket. They just seemed like they needed something offensively, and Gordon Hayward was either there to facilitate or get a fadeaway mid-range in the lane or drive to the rim and create some contact and go to the free throw line. I just felt like in last night's game, whenever Dallas made a run, Gordon Hayward was there to kind of calm things down, take the guys through the process, and kind of hit the reset button a little bit and get them back on track, or at least that's how it felt like it was sitting in the studio here. I don't know about how you felt watching the game on TV, Sam, but that's the way it felt to me.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And when a team like Dallas, who has such they're so talented offensively, I think they were, I forget where they are in the NBA, and maybe seventh in offense going into the game. Obviously, they have two superstars in Kyrie and Luka. When they go on that run there in the third quarter, and that's kind of where the game got away from the Hornets in New Orleans, too, was like the end of the third quarter where they had to break the lineup again. And he is just so valuable in terms of just steadying the ship and the calmness and just, you know, getting a bucket or getting a play or getting, or at least running a quality offensive possession. I think sometimes that's something that gets lost. Maybe you don't score, but it's not a turnover or it's not a bad shot. I mean, at least you get a good attempt and a good look. And it's something I think has really helped, definitely really helped the Hornets last night. And I think having a bunch of ball handlers, but Dennis Smith was really good, kind of, you know, leading the primary point guard spot. Tao Maledon, too, off the bench, making his first appearance in the NBA, or first NBA appearance in a couple months, coming back from Greensboro. So that was something they really, really needed last night, because you could feel the wave coming from Dallas, and it felt like don't know about you, but it feels like sometimes if a team gets the lead in that scenario, they almost don't give it back, and the Hornets never let Dallas get out in front, too. So, another thing, too, is the turnovers last night was really, really good. 8 turnovers only led to 9 points the other way. Big kudos to some of those main ball-handling guys, Tayo, Gordon, Dennis. Great job on the possession game.
All in all, just a total team effort. I know that's a cliche and it's overused, but I think last night's game really refines that, the way that the Hornets were able to pick up a 117-109 win in Dallas on the second night of a back-to-back. A lot of adversity. We keep talking about that. We keep using that word here on today's edition of the Hornets Hivecast, but it's worth talking a little bit more, and we're going to kind of dive into that a little bit more here on this next segment here on a Hornets Hivecast.
I mean, this is a huge win for us coming off a back-to-back, you know, into a tough environment to play. Guys flying in from wherever they were at to come play, too, getting here today. I mean, it's an impressive win for us.
That's Gordon Hayward after Charlotte's 117-109 win in Dallas last night. Rob Longo and the lead writer at Hornets.com. Sam Perley putting a button on this edition of the Hornets Hivecast, as always, presented by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of your Hornets. And Sam, this one's worth talking about a little bit more, just basically for a multitude of reasons. I think Gordon Hayward highlighted it there for the most part, where, again, second night of a back-to-back, injuries starting to pile up. You have guys like James Bouknight and Teo Maledon, who are in Greensboro getting ready for the Swarm to take on Raptors 905 last night, and all of a sudden, they're probably sitting at home watching the game or keeping an ear out on what the Hornets were doing in New Orleans and seeing all those injuries pop up and thinking, well, I guess I got to go to the airport early on tomorrow because we're going to have to fly to Dallas and we're going to get pressed into action. And sure enough, that's what happened. The starting five last night was Dennis Smith Jr., Svi Mykhailiuk, PJ Washington, Gordon Hayward, and Nick Richards. Those five, if they were ever on the floor before tonight's game together at the same time, I would be very surprised, because it was just kind of a hodgepodge lineup thrown together because of all the injuries. Again, no Kelly Oubre, no Terry Rozier. Mark Williams came back, but he was limited. He had to come off the bench. And then you got some reinforcements, like guys like Teo Maledon, who ended up playing 21 minutes last night. James Bouknight saw a little bit of action there in the first half. He ended up only playing 1 minute because there was some foul trouble there in the first half with Dennis Smith Jr. But again, even James Bouknight had to be pressed into action, who we haven't seen in quite some time either. I believe it was his first action since the end of January when the Hornets were out in Phoenix taking on the Suns, and that game just did not go Charlotte's way, obviously, the way that Phoenix was playing at that point in time. But I mean, at the end of the day, this one got me questioning a little bit. Was this the most resilient win that the Hornets have had this season? I know a lot of these wins have been resilient because of all the injuries stacked up and some of the travel schedule and that sort of thing factored in, but this one just felt like on a different level last night.
Yeah, so I do believe, and I think I would definitely agree with you. You know, I was trying to kind of rack my brain and looking at the schedule to see some of the other wins they've had this year. I think I'm correct in saying this is the first game this year they've had where LaMelo, Terry, and Kelly all did not play at all. They've had games where they've had two of the three or one of the three, but the first game where they've had none of the three. And those are all, again, 20, 25-point-per-game scores. You know, it's a big, big part of your offense, too. So it's hard to go through all the games when you're looking at the schedule and being like, oh, I didn't have this guy there, I didn't have those guys there. But there's certainly been a number of some of the impressive victories. I think this one really kind of stands out for sure. The comeback win in New York a couple weeks ago, I thought was a big one too. Just again, being on the road, being down, whatever it was, 16, 18 points, you know, just kind of keep battling there. I think back in Atlanta in January was another one. They didn't have LaMelo or Kelly. They were down, I think, 21 or 19 against the Hawks in the third quarter and came back and won. They've had a handful of kind of the comeback wins. The one in Indiana earlier this week, too. That was at home, though. They did have Terry and Kelly in that, too. So, yeah, to kind of go back, and it'd be interesting to kind of see, you know, maybe that could be an end-of-the-year, you know, favorite game or most impressive team win of the year. But yeah, this is definitely on the short list for one of the most impressive victories of the season, just given the circumstances, given who you're going against, given what that team was playing for, given who was coming back for them, and Kyrie Irving having Luka. I mean, they had every, you know, inclination to just kind of get the offense rolling and just kind of, you know, blow Charlotte out of the building while they were kind of figuring things out about having their guys. So, yeah, it wasn't like that. I mean, right off the bat, the Hornets just took control. And even when it felt like Dallas was about to take it back in the fourth quarter, 10-0 run, and that was that was pretty much the game too. So yeah, I'd say up there, one of the most impressive, if not the most, hopefully there's more impressive victories to come in the final seven or eight games for the Hornets.
At the end of the day, I think what you just talked about there at the end, the magnitude of the game for Dallas and the fact that the Hornets just kind of stomped it out. It wasn't more so that the Mavericks lost the game. It was more the other way around, that the Hornets won the game because of the way that they shot the ball, the way they defended, and the way they were able to limit guys like Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic there in the first half. And after the game, Jason Kidd talked about the effort to start the game, and he said it was awful, and he used a couple of choice words. If you're very curious about that, I'm sure you can find him on social media, but he was just not happy with the effort. I mean, there were even points there in the second half where the Hornets were able to push that lead back up to double digits, and there were fans in the stands in Dallas that were booing their home team. And I joked with Sam Farber in between breaks, I said, are we in Philly all of a sudden? Because, you know, how harsh the fans in Philadelphia can be. And he kind of chuckled at it. But just kind of the magnitude of the situation where the Hornets were able to come in and beat a very good Dallas team. Dallas is now 3-7 when Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving play with each other and they're out there on the floor at the same time. So again, we're not pointing fingers or anything like that. We're just laying out the numbers out there as well. So interesting stuff all around. But I thought one of the other things that was important about last night's win is a game of growth. When you look at the way that the bench was constructed and the guys that stepped up and played some pretty big minutes. Bryce McGowan's played 23 minutes. He only had 3 points, but he was out there a lot in terms of just facilitating and playing some really good defense, using that length to his advantage and getting in passing lanes. You got guys like Mark Williams, who coming back off that thumb injury, hasn't played in the last 6 games, hasn't played in basically 2 weeks. He goes out there, he provides a really solid 21 minutes. He goes 6-9 from the floor. He finishes with 13 points and 8 rebounds. And then you got a guy like Tao Maledon, who again was on a flight earlier to Dallas this morning. He plays 21 minutes. He doesn't score. He goes 0-for from beyond the arc, but he's out there logging minutes, able to provide a least of rest for guys like Dennis Smith Jr. and Gordon Hayward when you're trying to piecemeal these rotations together when the lineup breaks and trying to get guys some rest where they can. And of course, a big cap tip to Svi Mykhailiuk for those 37 minutes, which ends up being the highest of any Hornet out there on the floor. And he was only a minute behind Kyrie Irving, who played the most minutes in the game last night. So just a really resilient effort, I thought, from those bench guys specifically. And head coach Steve Clifford talked about after the game what a game like this means for those younger guys, and does it provide any clarity for them moving forward?
We'll see. You know, I mean, what it means is that's what they're capable of. I mean, that this league is, you know, we say this all the time. I mean, it's good. It shows they have some ability. And then can they do it again Sunday and then Tuesday and Thursday? That's what this league is all about. You know, guys that can score 15, you know, once in every 4 games, you're not going to win. You know, you need guys that can know how to play, know what their game is, play to their strengths, and the team functions running on the floor. So they do this night in and night out over a month, over 6 weeks, and that's how you grow. This is, you know, a small part of that. But, you know, it should give them some confidence.
Either way, I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment here, Sam, but for me, it's probably the most resilient win up there for the Hornets. And I know we're going to get into our game preview and all those sorts of things on tomorrow's edition of the Hornets Hivecast, but don't expect a game like this on Sunday here at the Hive, I don't think. I think this is going to be a Dallas team that is highly motivated. This is going to be a Mavericks team that's going to be fighting for basically their playoff lives at this point. And we know that Charlotte played spoiler last night and that they don't, in theory, based off the record and because they're eliminated from the playoffs, have a whole lot to play for. But, you know, these young guys are motivated. It's a confidence builder. And I think this is one that we're going to look back from, maybe not Sunday or next week or maybe even when the season ends, but we might point back to this game maybe a year or two down the road and say, this was so-and-so's coming out party. This was a game that really gave them the confidence moving forward. And hopefully I'm right.
Absolutely. And, you know, it is, like Steve Clifford said, it is one game. It's one game out of 82. And from a you know, standings and playoff perspective for the Hornets right now, it doesn't necessarily have a whole lot of bearing on that. But being able to string, you know, the way some of these guys performed in this game, JT Thor had a career high, Mark Williams kind of coming back after missing some time, you know, Bryce McGowan's finding a way to be +7 when he only scored 3 points. It was a big 3 points he had during that fourth quarter run. But yeah, having the confidence, hey, I can do this. And you go out and do it again the next day, and then you do it again the next day. And then all of a sudden you've done 5 or 6 games in a row where you're playing at a high level. And it just goes to show you, man, how hard it is to play really, really well in the NBA night in and night out. I mean, it's a process kind of getting to that point where you can contribute. I think we take for granted sometimes these guys that can come in and score 25 or 30 points every single night. I mean, that's rare. That is rare ability, because it is hard to do that every single night, especially when other teams start strategizing against you too. So great to see some of the young guys, especially the bench last night, really kind of step up and deliver some big performances and make some key plays. And yeah, hopefully it's a confidence booster and they can kind of use this as motivation and you know, as a confidence, I guess. Confidence booster is the word I'm looking for the rest of the season.
We'll see what's held in the cards coming up tomorrow as the Hornets take on the Mavericks once again. This time it'll be a home game. Be sure to get your tickets at Hornets.com or through the Hornets app. Sam Perley, the lead writer of Hornets.com, thank you so much for joining me here on today's edition of the Hornets Hivecast. I've had so much fun the past 2 days now. Let's go for a third tomorrow. What do you say?
Let's do a third tomorrow. Why not? Let's keep it going.
Thanks to Sam. Thanks to all of you for joining us here on today's edition of the Hornets Hivecast. For Sam Perley, I'm Rob Longo saying so long. Thank you so much once again for joining us here. We'll talk to you tomorrow and preview the Hornets and the Mavericks part two here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.